Everybody to the Florida Building Commission's concurrent meeting of the Electrical, Fire, Mechanical, and Swimming Pool Tax, June 24th, 2024. Just a quick reminder, please keep your devices on mute. If you're using a phone, do not put yourself on hold. Please wait to speak until I invite you to do so at the appropriate opportunities. And please state your name each time you speak. And of course, TAC members when making and seconding motions. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to convene each of the four work groups in turn alphabetically. We'll establish there's a quorum. We'll approve the minutes and then the agenda and the minutes from the previous meeting. And then we'll go to each one and then we'll go to the main activity, which is to accept the final draft report. And I believe we have Alan Burke, Norman Bellamy, Robert Bendo, Joe Bigelow, Sabrina Evans, Jim Hammers, Noma Donnie, Marlita Peters, Chip Sowers, and Justin Vogel from TVPR, and then myself, I'm Jeff Blair, the Commission's facilitator. All right, well, let us first start with the electrical tack. Commissioner Wilcox? Stephen, are you on? All right, Neil Burdick?
I'm here.
Ken Castanava? Hey, Brad, can you mute yourself, please? Vincent Delacroix.
This is Randy Dollar. I was sitting in for Vince today.
Okay, Randy Dollar. All righty. Shane Gerwig.
I'm here.
Okay. John Hall. Brian Holland.
I am present. Thank you, sir.
Okay. David Rice.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Joe Torito.
I'm here.
Clarence Tibbs.
I'm here.
And Roy Van Wick.
I'm here, Jeff.
Great.
Jeff, Ken Castronova's here.
Great. All right, so the only two that are missing is Commissioner Wilcox and John Hall. So that means we have a 9 of 11, so we do have our quorum. To fix that. So, electrical tack, today's agenda is to approve the meeting minutes for the May 8th meeting, and then to accept the draft report, the final draft report. The research project evaluation of the cost, impact, and benefit of the 2024 ICO changes prescriptive. Unless there's any revisions, is there a motion to approve the agenda as posted, please?
Verdict, motion to approve agenda as posted.
Second, Holland.
All right, I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. The May 8th meeting minutes, unless there's any revisions or corrections, is there a motion, please, to accept those minutes?
Motion to accept minutes, Holland.
Okay. Verdict, second. Motion and a second from Holland and Verdict, respectively. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, let's go on to our fire tax. Commissioner Schiffer?
I'm here.
Chris Attari?
Present, sir.
Okay. Hamid Bahadori? Joe Belcher?
Amanda Hickman filling in for Joe Belcher.
Okay. Douglas Carter?
I'm here.
Elijah Flowers?
Here.
Shane Gerwig?
Here.
Commissioner Gross?
I'm here, Jeff.
Very good, Jeff. Commissioner Marker? Commissioner Marrero? Peter Schwab?
Here.
All right, we have 8 of 11. Just double check. Hamid, Commissioner Marker or Marrero. All right, Fire Tech. Today's agenda is to approve the May 8th minutes and to accept the draft final report, which I read earlier into the record. Is there a motion, please?
Approval, Atari.
Second.
Schrodinger.
All right, we have a motion and a second from Atari and Flowers, respectively. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Unless there's any revisions to the May 8th minutes, is there a motion, please, to accept those minutes by name?
Yes, Atari.
Need a second.
Sure, which one? Second.
All right, Atari and Grover, respectively. All in favor, say aye.
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 That's where we're really missing Mr. Belcher. He's usually very good at that.
Well, Mandy, you'll have to step up your game. Oh, it's unanimous. Thank you. Mechanical Tech. Commissioner John.
Here.
Yeah. Oscar Caia. Elizabeth Cole.
Here.
Dan Griffin.
Here.
Gary Griffin. Joe Greiner. Alex Hernandez.
Here.
Kenny Locke.
Here.
Donnie Pittman.
Here.
Rick Sims. Pete Quintella.
I'm here.
Good. Very good. So just to double check, Oscar Caia, Gary Griffin, Joe Greiner, or Rick Sims, are any of you here? All right, well, we do have seven, and that is a quorum. The agenda is to approve the minutes from the last meeting, as well as to accept the final draft report. Is there a motion, please?
Alex,
Hernandez and Pittman, respectively. All in favor, say aye.
Quick question.
Aye.
I didn't see a link in the agenda to the meeting minutes for the June 20th meeting.
Yeah, I hadn't got to that, but that's Commissioner John had sent me an item on that as well. So the minutes aren't there, so I guess we'll have to defer those until the next meeting. So with that, the Mechanical Tech is convened, and we'll now take up our Swimming Pool Tech. Commissioner Betts?
Here, Jeff.
Very good. Jordan Clarkson? Michael Garcia?
Yep.
Jim Petrie?
I'm here.
Very good. Linda Patrick?
Present.
Bob Vincent?
I'm here, too.
All right. And John Whaler?
Here.
Jordan, you're not here, is that right? All right, so we have six of us seven, so we do have a quorum for our pool tack. The agenda is to approve the minutes from the last meeting, as well as to accept the final draft report. Is there a motion, please?
Vincent, moved.
All right.
Linda Patrick, second.
All right, well, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Are the minutes for this meeting, the June 20th, on linked or not? I didn't have a chance to look.
They're not, Jeff. Skip them, please.
All right, we'll skip the minutes on this one as well. Very good. We have convened our four tacks, and I will now... The process will be first Mobil will provide a brief overview, and then Dr. Ray Issa of University of Florida will provide a brief summary, and then any TAC member questions, any public comment, and then we'll ask each TAC in turn to make a motion to accept the report, and then we'll adjourn each TAC as we move through the four alphabetically in turn. Mo, go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. This is Mo Mandani. As you recall, last month,
You have reviewed the interim report for this project, and you accepted the interim report. So today what we're doing is mainly reviewing the final report, and then this will be subject to review and acceptance. The project, as you recall, it's really specific to reviewing the 2020-24 I-code, the prescriptive requirements, and mainly to determine which of the I-code changes in this case have additional cost of construction. And Dr. Issa with us today to give us a summary of the findings. Thank you.
Thank you. You should be able to go ahead and share. I just want to remind tax that this is an analysis only, and comments on the actual changes should be deferred until our September 2024 TAC meetings, when you'll be taking up the model code updates. Go ahead, Ray.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. My presentation, as noted, my MO is the evaluation of the cost, impact, and benefits of the 2024 I codes and 2023 NEC prescriptive code changes. So this is the research team, myself, Dr. Walters, John Chiz, and Kristen Wenger. This is the project overview, the phases we went through to the completion of the project. The goal of this research was to assess the cost, impact, and qualitative benefits of the 2024 I-code and 2023 NEC code changes that are prescriptive in nature and that have the potential of adding cost to any construction activity. So the statement of work contains six components. The first one is to review, analyze the approved 2024 I-codes and 2023 NEC changes to identify those code changes, provisions that are prescriptive in nature and have potential adding cost to construction. Number two is to review available literature studies on the subject of estimating the cost of code changes to the 2021 I-codes, including ICT code proceedings, code hearings, information gathered from this staff will be used to document potential cost impacts and benefits for the code changes as identified in one and applicable. Statement work three says the estimated construction cost impact of those provisions are not covered under two using good engineering judgment and feedback from general contractors and consultant engineers. So the consultant assisted the research team in costing. Number four is use a standard set of baseline residential and commercial building design configured for the 2024 I-codes and 2023 NEC to determine the cost impact of the code changes. Number five is develop building information models for the five commercial buildings and two residential buildings and update those to the new code changes. And then number six is use that information to come up with a cost estimate for the five or seven models. The deliverables were technical information on our results. Cost implications for code changes, which we submitted on the 15th of April, and this final, which we submitted on the 14th of June, and that we're going over right now. So as far as the mechanical code changes, cost impact, the consultant noted that a significant of the code changes across all codes offer revised language for clarity and consistency. I see the mechanical code feature several code changes whereby product standard tables have been updated to reflect those current.
Hey, excuse me, Ray, sorry to interrupt you. You're getting a little bit of feedback. I don't know if you might have two devices on or something, but it's sort of...
I don't have anything else on.
Okay, well, maybe get a little closer. Sometimes it comes in fine, other times it's real garbled, so just kind of aware of that.
Thank you. Overall, trends in the commercial sector points to a flow protection of expensive soils, feeder wire, plastic sewer piping, and locations for full open valves with changes to the fuel gas code, including the use of non-metallic pipe support and updated UL standard factory built commercial incident rate. This information is found in tables 1-7, appendix A through G. And you see changes cost impact. So manage these changes again where editorial changes improve readability and style consistency. Any other roommates of the NEC rule, other codes and standards. Some of these changes impact in large other codes include allowing 10 m greater circuits for loads such as LED lighting and alarm panels. in the GFCI program to cover additional appliances to the electric ranges, clothes dryers, expanding ground fault protective equipment in air submarinas, expanding surge protective devices used to require in or adjacent to the panel containing the brand circuit and to the emergency equipment, addressing cybersecurity, requiring emergency power systems and critical power systems. Articles were instituted to adjust current trends and improve safety, including overcurrent protection for systems rated over 1,000 volts, 1,500 volts DC, insulated bus bike, slash similar covered conductor system, flexible bus class 4 fault and power systems, cannabis oil equipment systems. Table 8, Appendix H, provides further detail and elaboration of the cost impact. The IBC, FPC changes, the fire changes, basically, life safety changes. Many groups, 1 and 2 code requirements have been added to more closely match the sensors for Medicare and Medicaid requirements. If are not considered added cost, these occupancy are required to meet the most stringent requirements of IBC and FPA and FPA 101. A significant portion of the code changes across all I codes offer revised language for clarity and consistency, such as changing sprinkler to automatic sprinkler system throughout the code. For the IBC changes, the reference other ICC codes are NFPA 170 or 101. A cursory review of the respective ICC code or the formation NFPA code are standard sections, and the reference for the IBC change was conducted for the degree to which it affects the cost impact of the 5 buildings considered as part of this study. Such reference codes and standard changes imposing significant cost impact are shown in Table 9 in the appendix. The structural code changes cost impact, many of these changes were also editorial changes to improve readability and style consistency. There were very few prescriptive cost impact changes, and many of those were for safety requirements. ASC 7-22 wind speed boundary changes resulted in cost increases along the hurricane coastline, while in the Gulf Coast areas, polar pay handle, higher design wind speeds are required. Tables 10 through 11, Appendix J to K, provide further detail and elaboration on these observations. Now we're going to look at the models we costed. The first one is a small office building, and there was a increase of 0.39% between the two codes, 2023 FBC across and 2024 ICO cross. As far as the retail space was mostly shell space, and that one had a 0.11% changing cost. The elementary school, it had a 0.27% increase in cost. The small hotel had a 0.85% increase in cost. The mid-rise apartment building had a 0.63% increase in cost. The one-story resident cost summary had a 0.10% increase in cost. The two-story had a 0.16% increase in cost. This table right here shows all the models we looked at and the cost differentials. So in conclusion, this estimated relative increase in cost due to the 2024 ICO changes ranged from approximately 11.11% for the retail space's prototype to approximately 0.85% for the small hotel building. The estimated relative increase in cost for the residences was approximately 0.10% for the one-story house to approximately 0.16% for the two-story house. The average change in estimated costs were approximately 0.45% for commercial institution buildings and 0.13% for the residents. So our recommendations are that we holistically update the design for the models we're using, the 7 models. We've been using them since 2015, so they could use a holistic redesign. Also, using these models, proposed code changes before we submit them, that could be a good thing to do. Any questions?
Any TAC members have any questions on the analysis? All right. Is there anybody from the public that would like to comment? Okay, well, let's start with the electrical TAC. Unless there's any questions or comments, is there a motion to accept the final draft report for the research project titled Evaluation of the Cost, Impact, and Benefit of the 2024 ICO Changes and Prescriptive Code Changes? By name, please.
Hey, Jeff, this is Schinger. We're going to make a motion to accept the final report.
Very good. Thank you, Shane. Is there a second?
Jeff, this is John Hall. I'm seconding that.
Okay.
My microphone wasn't working earlier.
So John Hall is on as well, so that gives us 10. All right, then. We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Then
yes,
all in favor?
Mr. Blair.
Yeah, who's speaking?
This is Brian Holland.
Okay, Brian, what is it?
Yes, back in May, I did submit a written comment on three items that I do believe need to be corrected in the report. Is that something that we should address now, or is that something that we're just going to have to not do?
Well, Ray, did you receive those comments, or Mo, are you familiar with the comments?
Yeah, this is Mo Mandani. I think Dr. Issa, I think we send you the comments. One option would be to accept the report with the fact that we will, those corrections will be made. Otherwise,
we're going to make the corrections, yeah.
Okay, well, that's the case. So then if we could amend the motion that to accept the final draft report with the corrections that were submitted by Mr. Holland, and whoever made the first and the second, would that be acceptable to you?
Yeah, this is Shane. Can we ask Brian to just briefly go over those three changes?
They're not changes. They're editorial, I believe. They're not something...
Yeah, editorial.
Well, Brian, do you need to do that?
I don't think so. I can just quickly state that there's three items that were identified as an increase in cost. However, the actual final published version of the 2023, all three would be a reduction in cost. So the analysis is exactly opposite.
All right. So Ray will take a look at that with Mo and determine which is correct and go with that.
Right.
All right. So Shane accepted that. Perfect. And who made the second?
I can revise my motion to indicate that as well.
All right, and remind me who made the second on this one?
Yeah, I'll second that as well.
All right, we have a motion and a second to accept the final report with the provision that Mo and Dr. Issa will review those and make the changes as appropriate to make ensure that the analysis is correct. Then all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? That would be unanimous. And let's see, we have Commissioner Wilcox is not on, so I ask one of the TAC members to make a motion to adjourn and then in a second, then we'll go ahead and do that.
Motion to adjourn, Paul.
All right, is there a second?
Second, Bertie.
Tim, second.
All right, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. The electrical TAC is adjourned. Let us now proceed to the fire TAC, and unless there's any corrections or revisions, is there a motion to accept the final draft report with the provision, again, that those corrections will be evaluated and made correct accordingly?
Motion to accept the TARI.
All right. Is there a second?
Second, Flowers.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? That's unanimous. And then, Commissioner Schiffer, if you would please just state that we stand adjourned, we'll adjourn your TAC as well.
And this meeting is adjourned.
All right. Thank you, Fire TAC. And let us now proceed to our mechanical TAC. And again, unless there's any comments or discussion, the motion again would be to accept the final draft report with the provision again that those corrections are made. Is there such a motion?
Pittman, Locke approve.
All right, Pittman and Locke respectively. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That's unanimous. And Commissioner John David, if you would just also state we stand adjourned, then we'll have
session stands. This session stands adjourned.
Very good. Thank you, mechanical tech. And now we come to our swimming pool tech. Unless there's any further questions or discussion, the motion again would be to accept the final draft report with the provision that those corrections would be made. Is there such a motion?
I move Jim Batts.
A motion and a second from Batts and Garasio, respectively. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That's unanimous. And Commissioner Batts, if you would also adjourn the TAC.
No further business. The total TAC is adjourned.
Thank you, everybody. Appreciate it. And that concludes our meeting for today. Thanks, folks.
Have a wonderful day.